28. The Lost Boy. Exercises 2 and 3.
Dave was severely mistreated by his alcoholic mother, who used to starve him and beat him. She did not even call him by his name. She called him It. When he was 8 years old, she held his arm over a gas cooker flame. He sleeps in the garage. If he's lucky, eats leftover breakfast cereal from his brothers. Every day he steals food because he is so hungry, but then his mother forces him to vomit when he returns home to prove he didn't steal food. He must then do chores and not speak for the rest of the day. One evening, when both Dave's parents are drunk, his father tells Dave's mother that she treats Dave worse than a dog. His mother shouts at Dave, slaps him around the face. She then yells at him,
"Get out! Get out of my house! I don't like you, I don't want you, I never loved you! Get out of my house!"
Dave finally decides to run for it, hoping his mother won't find him. He is so hungry he walks into a bar and steals a quarter off the pool table. But the owner of the bar, a guy called Mark, has seen him.
I try to turn away, looking for the front door, when Mark grabs me. "What are you doing here? Why do you steal that quarter?" I retreat inside my shell and look at the floor. "Hey, man," says Mark, "I asked you a question." "I didn't steal anything. I just thought that... I mean, I just saw the quarter and I... First off, I saw you steal a quarter. And secondly, those guys needed to play pool. Besides, man, what are you going to do with a quarter anyway?" I could feel an eruption of anger surge through me. "Food," I blurted out. "All I wanted was to buy a piece of pizza, okay?" "A piece of pizza?" Mark laughs. "Man, where are you from? Mars?" I try to think of an answer. I lock up inside. "Hey, man, calm down. Here, pull up a stool." Mark says in a soft voice, "Jerry, give me a Coke." Mark now looks down at me. I try to pull my arms into my sleeves to hide my slash marks and bruises. I try to turn away from him. "Hey, kid, are you all right?" Mark asks. I shake my head from side to side. "No," I say to myself, "I'm not all right. Nothing's right. I so badly want to tell him, but..." "Here, drink up," Mark says as he slides over the glass of Coke. I grab the red plastic glass with both hands and suck on the paper straw until the soda is gone. "Hey, kid," Mark asks, "what's your name? You got a home? Where do you live?" I'm so ashamed. I know I can't answer. I act as if I did not hear him. Mark nods his head. "Don't move," he says as he grabs my glass and fills it up as he grabs the phone. After he hangs up the phone, Mark sits back down. "You want to tell me what's wrong?" "Mother and I don't get along," I mumble, hoping no one can hear me. She told me to leave. "Don't you think she's worried about you?" he asks. "Right, are you kidding?" I blurt out. "Oops," I say to myself. "Keep your mouth shut." I glance at the two men playing pool and the others beside them, laughing, eating, having a good time. I wish I were a real person. I turn my back to Mark. "I gotta go." "Where are you going?" "I just gotta go, sir." "Did your mother really tell you to leave?" Without looking back at him, I nod yes. Mark smiles. "I bet she's real worried about you. I tell you what, you give me her number, and I'll give her a call, okay?" I can feel my blood race. I tell myself, just get to the door and run. My head frantically swivels from side to side in search of an exit. "Come on now," says Mark. "I'm making you a pizza with the works." My head snaps up. "Really?" I shout. "But I don't have any..." "Hey, man, don't worry about it. Just wait here." He smiles at me. My mouth begins to water. I can see myself eating a hot meal. Not from a garbage can or a piece of stale bread, but a real meal. Minutes pass. I sit upright, waiting for another glance from Mark. From the front door, a policeman in a dark blue uniform enters. The two men talk for a while, and then Mark points to me. I know I've lost. I feel whatever strength I had now drain. I so badly want to find a hole to curl up into. The officer walks behind me. Don't worry, he says. You're gonna be all right. All I can think is that somewhere out there she is waiting for me. I am going back to the house. Back to the mother.
Mark gives Dave his pizza. The policeman takes Dave to the police station, where Dave's father has come to collect him.
Minutes later, the door from the office creaks. Father steps out from the room, shaking the policeman's hand. The officer approaches me. He bends down. David, it was just a small misunderstanding. Your father here tells me that you became upset when your mother wouldn't let you ride your bike. You don't need to run away for something like that. So you go home with your father now, and you and your mother work this thing out. Your father says she's worried sick over you. He then changes his tone of voice and says, And don't you put your parents through that again. I hope you've learned your lesson. I stand in front of the officer in total disbelief. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Ride my bike? I don't even have one. I've never ridden one before. I realize this is one of Mother's cover stories. It figures. And David, the officer states, treat your parents with respect and dignity. You don't know how lucky you are.